Right now, our movie guy, Joe Myers, is on to talk about the top action heroes of all time. Hey, Joe.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Oh, good. These are my favorite movies, really.
Yeah.
I don't want to be sad. I don't want to feel good.
Right.
Oh, that was uplifting.
Yeah, not uplifting.
He came from behind. No, I want to see smashing explosions.
No personal triumph crap. No.
Yeah.
No, none of that stuff. Yeah. I want shallow as shallow can be.
Yeah. What do you think?
What do I think? I think you're right. I think everybody loves action movies. And, you know, they've been part of movie going forever, you know. And,
dude,
and
is there a first action movie? Like, this is the first action movie ever made?
Well, you know, some people would say the silent movie, The Great Train Robbery, has a lot of chases and shootouts and stuff. And that was like, you know, at the beginning of the 20th century. So really, action has always been part of movies.
I can see that. Yeah, the Keystone Cops and whatnot. Chasing
all of that stuff.
The Keystone Cops chasing after Charlie Chaplin and whatnot.
All right. So who are your top five top action heroes of all time?
Okay, number one, to me, it was a no-brainer. The greatest action series in history, James Bond, and the best of the Bonds, Mr. Sean Connery.
Yes, I won, yes. That's right, laddie.
Sean Connery.
Yeah, I mean, that series started in 1962, and, you know, we're going to get a new one this fall.
It is the longest running.
I don't think it's the longest running series. And I mean, for anything to last that long, you know, with all the changes in pop culture, it's really quite phenomenal that they still make James Bond movies and they're still popular all over the world. But I mean, Connery was the one who launched it. And I think the movies he did.
There was one before him.
Oh, or you're going to do that trivia thing? Barry Nelson.
I don't know. You're a movie guy. Do facts matter? I'll just say.
You're trying to trip me up. Yeah, there was a TV version of Casino Royale that starred an actor named Barry Nelson.
Barry Nelson. Yeah, it doesn't have the same kind of zip as Sean Connery.
Barry Nelson.
Oh, my God. Barry Nelson.
No, that is kind of not the right name.
From the clips I've seen, it's mostly gambling scenes. You know, there's not much action in that version.
Yeah, he's also at the buffet. Hi, Barry Nelson. Barry Nelson, how you been? Nice to meet you. Have you tried the fish? It's awesome.
He's got like a JFK haircut. It's a weird look.
Yeah,
he does. It is a strange look. Yeah, and he's American, of course, too. So they changed it for American television.
Right,
but, you know, that was kind of forgotten. And then these producers put together, they bought all of the Ian Fleming books in 1962. You know, it took off like a shot. I mean, the first one was popular. The second one was more popular. And then Goldfinger, the third one, is the one that brought people in who were just hearing about it. And I mean, that just launched it into the stratosphere. Spy movies became, you know, a huge thing in the 60s. Matt Helm and Our Man Flint, you know, it was all over the place.
They should have like a dirty version called Middle Finger. That'd be cool.
You know, when you watch those movies when you're a kid, they're so good. But you watch them now and they don't hold up. You know,
I would beg
to differ. They almost feel campy now.
Oh.
I would beg to differ. They recently had all of the Connerys on one of the streaming services, and I think they're so much fun, you know, and they're still sexy, and he's great.
Yeah, no, he is great.
But boy, Mr. Chest Hair, boy.
He looks great in a tuxedo. That's a problem.
He's Scottish.
He would hide gadgets in there.
Seriously, right? If you fell from a building, just land your chest, you're fine.
Open your shirt. Wait, open your shirt.
I must open my shirt. Oh, thank God, my chest hair saved me.
He would pull a hair out of his chest and then pick a lock with it.
Right. That's how he played the music.
I find they kind of lose me in the middle because, like, the older ones is still such great acting and just movie making. In the middle, like,
great acting.
I think so.
Really?
Older James
I think
Bond?
So.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And great villains in the Connery one had great villains.
I think the middle it gets kind of goofy and the technology isn't cool enough to like keep you in because it's so outdated now. That's where I get lost. I'm like, I can't make it through these middle ones anymore.
Yeah, I dare you all to go watch an old James Bond movie. and see how you do.
If it's a Connery one, I'll watch it.
Yeah. I would say
watch
tonight,
too.
Tonight, pull out Goldfinger, and I think most of your listeners would have a great time.
I love Daniel Craig as James Bond.
Craig is awesome.
He's terrific.
I thought it was a bad move when I heard that he was going to be in it. And then I was like, wow.
I'm so surprised.
Yeah.
He's the best Bond. If you look at the first like 10 or 15 minutes of Spectre, that movie has more action in it than like a regular James Bond movie in its entirety.
Yeah.
It does. Mind blowing.
It does.
Yeah.
The thing the Connery movies had that the Craig movies don't really have, that there was a humor in it. There was kind of a black humor. Like, I guess he got the point when he hits the guy with the spear gun.
It was
very, very cynical comedy back
then.
Or
when the lady got eaten by the piranhas, brought up a cheech.
Craig is not funny.
No.
You know, his are straight on action flicks, but they're great. And I would put him right under Connery. I mean, he is definitely better than any of the intervening Bonds we have.
Thank God.
The comedy is subtle.
Yeah.
Right? So he was running and then he's fighting this guy and if they're breaking through glass and they're fighting by hanging by cables and he falls through a bunch of floors. He lands on a freaking couch.
Yeah.
He has his tux on. He gets up and brushes his coat off.
Yeah. Exactly right. Little wrist brush.
So it's subtle comedy.
Yeah, pull a cigarette.
It is. You're right. There's always been humor in those movies because they're larger than life. They're crazy.
You know what's cool? Also, some of the characters introduced. Remember Roger Moore in Live and Let Die? You had that Southern sheriff was after him that actually was to be the model for Buford T. Justice later on.
Absolutely. You're right. Yep. You're right, AJ. That really inspired the Smokey and the Bandit character.
On whose side?
Every American in a James Bond movie is an idiot.
Moron.
And this guy like
that's
a wad of like tobacco in his cheek and stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the Daniel Craig Bond movies are easy to watch. Normally, I don't want to stereotype, but women don't like those action movies. This one they like because Daniel Craig is in a different outfit every 5 minutes.
Right, fashion.
And he's good looking. So it's easy to convince.
And he's good looking, great shape. Yeah, women women
love
him as Bond.
There's boats, there's planes, there's action.
Exotic locations.
There's sex.
That's the only James Bond movie that I've ever seen a part of is the one with Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
There's more than one.
Yeah. All right, Joe Myers is on, and we're doing his top five action heroes of all time. So, Sean Connery.
Sean. James Bond. Bond. I'm into bondage.
And number two, I have Harrison Ford, you know, basically for the Raiders series, but you can also throw in, you know, all of those Clancy pictures he did.
Yes,
Air Force
Jack
One.
Ryan. Get off my plane.
I mean, he's great. You know, he always plays action with intelligence. You know, you feel like the guy, he has a brain when he plays the character.
Bob
Alpha? So it's not just action.
Yep.
He plays Jack Ryan brilliantly.
Yeah.
Jack Ryan
he does.
To be just a CIA analyst, not someone who's supposed to be out in the field, who ends up out in the field.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he has to do all this extraordinary stuff, and he's able to pull it off. And his face, like when he's doing this stuff, he looks like, I really shouldn't be doing this.
Exactly right.
Yeah, he does a good job.
The everyman face.
I love those movies.
Right.
And the Raiders movies are great.
They're
just so much fun from the get-go, you know, and there's a new one in the works. I hope it's good.
Yeah. That one's tough, man.
Yeah, that one starts early in the day.
It's going to be tough at his age. You know, they're going to have to bring in younger people to sort of assist him is my assumption.
Yeah, he's 79 years old, so it's going to start with him getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and having some breakfast.
Insert every stereotypical old person joke here. Bankers on.
Right. The childproof cap he can't get off.
Right.
I have seen one Harrison Ford movie, and I can guarantee Joe is probably the only one that's seen it. None of you have seen it.
Okay.
The Age of Adeline.
Well, I think you're right.
Ashley, I have not seen that one.
What?
Who's the actress in that? I missed that one.
What's her face?
There's a young
the one married to Ryan Reynolds.
No one cares about
Blake Lively.
Yes.
Oh, yes. No, I missed that one, actually. Yeah. Is it good?
You missed it.
I wonder why.
You should see it.
When the movie reviewer misses a Harrison Ford movie, what does that tell you?
Well,
he's not the lead.
Well?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Help me out, Joe.
Second, good.
Top five action heroes of all time. Joe Myers, the movie guy, is on. He has a brilliant podcast called Now a Major Motion Picture on Spotify. We're linked up. All right, so he said Sean Connery, Harrison Ford, and who's next?
Next is Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, mainly for Terminator, but, I mean, he's done a million other action movies. And
wow,
Terminator 2 really set the mold for the modern, you know, CGI-heavy action flick.
It is the greatest,
Cameron.
Greatest movie ever. The greatest one ever. Stop it! It was!
Terminator was great.
Yeah.
It's a great
Terminator
movie.
Terminator was great.
Two was good.
Yeah.
Two?
Two was very good.
Have you seen this boy?
It's two different. You could tell that some movie company said, okay, Cameron, here's all the money.
Yeah. How much you need.
How right. much you yep. need.
Right.
And yep. he did not waste a penny.
No.
No.
Nope.
Wow.
Big budget.
And the script is great.
Right.
It moved the action movie into a whole new realm, you know, in terms of spectacle and just the CGI work blew people away then. Now, it still holds up. I watched parts of it recently, and the special effects are still state of the art.
Yeah.
It was nonstop, man, from the second.
I remember non-stop. Seeing Melty Guy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he melted.
Right.
And then he reformed. I'm like, wow, this is
yeah. great scene with the liquid nitrogen at the end.
Yeah.
And then starts melting together again.
You're like, you can't kill this guy.
It's awesome.
That's a freeze.
No. No.
But, I mean, the beginning part was also cool when you saw Arnold show up. He shows up naked like he always does. His clothes don't go through. And he walks into the biker bar.
Yeah.
And the guy puts his cigar out in his chest.
You're right.
And he just flips everybody around.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that's the guy who gets his hand crushed and then he gets thrown onto the burning stove with hot pans.
Right.
He's like, tss, tss, tss.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle. Yes.
And then he ends up taking the guy's cigar, too.
Yeah, you didn't say please.
No.
Yeah.
And then the bartender comes out and goes, you can't the man's motorcycle. And he just walks over, grabs the guy's shotgun, thank you, and puts it in the saddlebag and rides off.
And then didn't they use George Sergeant's song? Da-da-da-da-da.
I believe so, yes. With the gargoyle sunglasses on and whatnot. Right. Yeah, yep.
That was so badass. Yep.
Yeah, because he walked into that biker bar and he sized everybody up until he found the perfect match of all of how his clothes would
right.
fit. Yep.
That scene's great, but when they have...
But hold on. With that scene, you still don't know he's a good guy.
Yeah. Mm. You think he's another bad one coming back.
Yeah, because in the last one, he was a bad guy.
Right. Yeah, they're running from him the whole time.
You think it's part two,
That scene's great, but when the tractor trailer is chasing him on the motorcycle...
Yeah.
Through, like, that whole canal area, that is...
Yes.
That blew my mind
first,
as a kid. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, looking at a flat-nosed cab like that to jump... off of like an overpass and land perfectly
I know.
Keep going. That was amazing.
It's so cool. And then there's a helicopter chase later.
Yep.
And then who was it was drinking the milk carton and the giant knife? The guy formed a knife in his arm.
The stepfather.
He's drinking out a carton of milk. I'm like, I do that. And then a knife goes through his head and there's blood and he hits the floor. I'm like, oh, maybe I won't do that anymore.
And wasn't there somebody from the movie on the side of the milk carton? Before they, he was like drinking.
Really?
I guess there was a picture of somebody on there before they went right through his head.
I don't know.
Picture of someone?
Yeah, it was like a picture of somebody. Like, they always had like, have you seen me inside of milk cartons?
Yes,
of like missing people?
Okay.
I guess there was someone involved with the movie was on there.
What do you mean, like a producer or something?
There was someone on there that I remember seeing from a different movie.
What's going on in AJ's brain? Does it exist? Or is it his imagination? Are you looking it up, Phil?
I'm looking it up.
I agree with you, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
What was the Mars movie where he went to Mars?
Oh, wow.
Where he thought it was a dream.
That was...
Total Recall?
Total Recall.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you never really know.
Right.
Was that part of his fantasy that he signed up for, or did all of that happen?
Get ready for a surprise!
I love that. The airport terminal.
The lady's head.
Yeah.
Yep.
From what I can tell, AJ, they never show a face on the milk carton.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I seem to remember that. Mm. Whatever.
Yeah. Mm. You've
been fact-checked. Yeah, look, it's not going to happen before. And again, ever. Come on.
All right. So then what was the one where he was in with Jamie Lee Curtis?
True Lies.
Oh,
that one is great.
I love that
movie.
Tom
Arnold had the funny parts of it. Yep.
It was so great.
Yep.
Is that when Jamie Lee Curtis looked good, or she was doing Activia?
She looked fantastic.
So it starts where Arnold and her are married, and they're both leading these really boring lives, and she dressed very conservatively. Turns out that they're both spies.
Well, no, she worked in a bookstore. They recruited her because she
became compromised.
Right.
She had to become involved.
Right.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right.
That's right. She was the reluctant, like, awkward, like, oh, I'm doing all this crazy stuff now. But I remember when she ripped her dress down into...
Yeah, because Arnold made her do it.
No. She did that herself.
Yeah.
But didn't. But then when Arnold had was behind the glass and he was, like, making her do stuff... There was a part where Arnold's behind the glass, and he was like acting like.
When she ripped that dress, she made this conservative-looking dress look like she's going out on a Saturday night. I was like, wow.
She dumps the water from the vase, the flower vase, into her hair.
Yeah, pulls her hair back.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Wowie. Yes. So to answer your question, that's when she was hot.
Oh, okay. Got it.
She's still
in pre-Activia. Yes,
right. Actually, I think you'd actually like that movie.
I haven't seen it. I know you're surprised.
No, really?
Yeah, Bill Paxton as the car dealer.
Oh yeah. Oh, I like him.
I totally forgot.
He made him pee himself.
Yeah.
I have a small penis.
That's a soundbite forever.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk in there and prove it wrong, jackass.
Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Right. I should have said the F word in the middle of it. Said I hit the dump button. Yeah, I was quoting you.
What else is in that? How does that come up where he says that?
Because what happens is Jamie Lee Curtis is having an affair. This guy is like making her think that he's a secret agent. And there's a whole thing going on. And he turns around and Arnold and Tom Arnold and Arnold Schwarzenegger grab him. And then they have him like by some dam or something like that, like dangling practically. And he's like, they're like don't shoot me, don't shoot me. Like he actually peed himself on the floor. Because they look down and you just see wetness everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And then he tells him, okay, you can get out of here. He goes, no, you're going to shoot me as I walk away. He goes, no, you're not. And finally just fired the gun. I'm like, get out of here, because he really wanted to leave, and he wouldn't leave because he thought they were going to kill him as he's leaving. Hold on. Yeah, he played the shyster car salesman, posing as a secret agent to impress Arnold Schwarzenegger's wife, Jamie Lee Curtis, pre-Activia.
See, it's not just a car. It's a total image.
Oh, that's when he's trying the car out.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful Corvette. Sports car. Tell you the truth, it doesn't even handle that great. But that's not the idea, is it? What are we talking about here?
Yep, I was going to say... you may want to cut that.
Yeah, I hit the dump button. Yep. Well, I think I'm going to watch that movie again. It's so much fun.
It's great. It really is.
It was a lot of fun. And she was great in it, too.
I'll warn you now.
They made a great couple.
It's a lot longer than you remember.
The chick fight in the back of the limo when Tia Carrere has the gun and she accidentally shoots the limo driver, so now the car is going back and forth, hitting railing to railing.
That's right.
And they're having the fight in the back of the car. And meanwhile, the bridge is out.
The bridge is out.
Helicopter scene. Right.
Joe Myers, movie guys on the phone. We're linked up to his stuff, including Now a Major Motion Picture, his podcast. If you love movies, you love his stuff.
Yeah.
We're doing top five action heroes of all time. Joe has mentioned Sean Connery, Harrison Ford, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who's next?
Number four is Schwarzenegger's main rival in the 80s and 90s, Sylvester Stallone, you know, for Rambo and a whole bunch of other action movies.
All the stuff, yep.
All of them. I mean, he was neck and neck, or they were neck and neck.
Cobra, yes.
Cobra.
Well, they traded, right? Every time there was a Rambo, there was like a Commando.
Yes. And, you know, he did all the Rocky movies, too, in between all of that stuff. So, I mean, he was a busy guy back then.
Stop, my mom will shoot. What was that one where he sang? Rhinestone.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
There were some stinkers. He had some stinkers.
There were some stinkers, yes.
Yes. What was the one? He was a gangster?
I don't think you could look at any actor who's made, you know, a couple dozen movies and say there's not some stinkers in there.
Yeah,
but his
time.
Stinkers
they've all got bad ones.
Yeah, his lingered for a while.
They've all got bad ones.
Yeah. Freezer, yeah.
Stinkers.
One of his thinkers, I can't remember the title. I think it might have been Over the Top, was about arm wrestling. Do you guys
remember
that
Over the Top,
one?
Yeah. Every time he turned his hat around, it was like a switch. And it gave him extra strength. Like, take
it was like
really
Popeye and spinach.
Down. Exactly right. Like, if he turns his hat, forget about it.
That's a stinker. You know?
And he had that stupid kid. They said, picking his kid up from the military school.
It was not good.
You're
it was not
my real father.
I didn't waste my time on
that. I saw it a couple times. But it had the Sammy Hagar song Over the Top with Eddie Van Halen playing bass. Great song.
Yeah.
Wow.
No doubt.
And it was on cable. It was on cable all the time back in that day. Hmm. So you could. It was hard to miss it.
Yep.
It was What's number five?
Number five is one of my all-time favorites, Steve McQueen, you know, who really set the mold for the cool cop with Bullet. You know, I mean, a lot of people say Clint Eastwood kind of took that and ran with it in Dirty Harry. But McQueen, you know, nobody came close to McQueen for being cool, you know, and he also made a great race car picture called Le Mans. The Great Escape is one of my favorite sort of World War II action adventure movies. He was terrific.
A lot of people don't remember him. I mean, you have to be.
I know. Well, you have to be a little older, and you have to be interested in older movies. But I would say anyone out there listening, you know, check out Bullet. It has the great car chase. Jacqueline Bisset is one of the most stunning movie girlfriends. You know, it's just a terrific movie.
The first movie I ever saw in a theater was a Steve McQueen movie, and I thought it was with a blue and white Mustang, but it must have been Bullet with the green Mustang.
Yeah.
Was he ever in a movie with a blue and white Mustang?
That's a good question.
Le Mans? Can you look up Le Mans?
It might have been in Le Mans, yeah.
But I don't think it would be Mustang, though. I think Le Mans might have been, you know, the regular Chaparrals and things like that. Hmm. But he was in a couple of race-type movies, I know that. Yeah. Him and James Garner were big on that back in the day.
I know with Steve McQueen, I know it had a Mustang, so it's probably Bullet, but for some reason I thought it was a blue and white.
Yeah, the GT390, the forest green.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice yeah, I think that the Bullet car, I think, was just sold again at auction for a huge amount of money.
There were two movie cars,
right?
And one that had the most usage ended up in a junkyard in Mexico, and they found it, and they got some serious bucks. It's a survivor. They left it alone.
Looks like it's Bullet. Yes.
Yeah, it looks like it's Bullet. Yeah. All right. Well, those are good picks. And then for runners up, you had Bruce Willis,
and definitely Tom Cruise. And, you know, an odd one, Keanu Reeves, these John Wick movies he's been doing are terrific action pictures.
I mean, even Speed, The Matrix, like he had a ton of the 90s.
Speed, I don't know about him.
Yep, he's an unlikely action hero, but he's huge all over the world in those John Wick pictures.
That's like, do you hear what Ashley just said?
Yeah. Have you ever seen him cry in a movie? Tried to watch through that? Horrible.
Well, this isn't crying.
We're talking about action movies.
Action.
Horrible. Like, I'm cringy.
This is like someone who eats vegetables saying, I don't like this pizza.
Right. What are vegetables?
You've never had it. You don't eat pizza. Apparently you know nothing about it.
And he also washes his feet, so.
I'd rather watch Keanu cry than listen to you try to sing.
What a name, Keanu.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
It's no, Keanu, Hawaiian.
I wrote him down, too, because he's so good in those movies. Yep. Those fight scenes are nuts.
The choreography is great in the John Wick, especially. Those fight scenes are fabulous.
Actually, I'll tell you why you will like this movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you see the first one, he's a retired hitman.
Yeah.
And he's mourning the death of his wife, who was very special to him. Anyway, he has a dog to keep him company.
And the dog lives.
The dog is murdered by an idiot.
Oh, and the second dog lives. Sorry. I'll be over there.
All right, Joe, thank you very much. We're linked up
My
to your
pleasure.
Stuff. All right, thank you.